Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Okay, I see phone lines starting to fill up there. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah.
I think we should probably go to the phones. We already have an item from someone who couldn't call in, but let's start with the phones. And let's see, caller.
I don't think I'm on.
You're not on there? You're not. Now you are.
Okay.
We got you. Okay. And caller on line one, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Good morning, Chris, and good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Sunny.
This is Sunny Wright. Hey. I'm just calling because it's such a beautiful day, and I want to invite people to come help us look for European green crab this morning.
Yeah, perfect day for it.
At 10 o'clock. I know. It's going to be great. We're going to meet at 10 o'clock up at the PIA building just in the parking lot, which is by Mountain View Manor and the Hammer and Weekend grocery store. And then we'll break into smaller groups and cover as many beaches as we can. And we're just going to be looking for green crab shells that may have washed up. But the thing I wanted to make clear in particular is that kids are very welcome. So come and bring your kids because they're low down to the ground. They have a lot of fun, and it's really fun that they find stuff that the rest of us grown-ups don't necessarily find. So if you're looking for something to do with your kids for a little while this morning, come meet us up there, and we'll fan out and hopefully not find anything, but look around and see what kind of other crab are out there, too.
And usually how long does this last?
Well, you know, you can... There's the drive time to get to the different beaches can be the most of the time. You do a 20-minute walk.
Oh, okay.
And find every single crab shell that you can in 20 minutes.
So
you can do more than one walk, and you'll just cover a different section of beach, but it could be as short as drive to the place, walk for 20 minutes, and turn around, or as long as many hours as you want to spend out there combing the beach.
Okay.
And we can follow the strict protocol, or we can not follow the strict protocol, and you can just go out and find shells and bring them back and let me know how many you found. That works, too.
Okay. That sounds great. I wish I could attend.
And if there's last-minute questions, my cell is 518-1432.
1432. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sunny. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Oh, number two?
That's you, Joyce.
Okay, it's me again. I'm calling for the Sons of Bingo tonight. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And we have for tonight's snack, it's a meat, veggie pasta salad, and we're going to have a veggie bar. I'm not sure what that is, and popsicles.
Okay.
So that's for tonight. And we have pop and water, cost some money, and popcorn and coffee is free, and we have a good time.
And that starts at 6:30, is that correct?
The doors open at 5:30, and it starts at 6:30.
And that's
upstairs
at the Sons of Norway Hall on Singley Alley.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, caller on line one again. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Erin, and I was just calling to let everybody know that I'm having a fundraiser yard sale for KFSK. All proceeds will go to KFSK.
Thank you.
Donation. And it is this Sunday, the 19th, from noon to 2. And it's at 106 North 2nd Street. And that's the blue house with all the doors for the fence on the side deck across from the museum. And I'm going to have all kinds of different stuff, lots of home decor, holiday decorations, some antiques, some artwork, including local artists, clothes, all kinds of different stuff. So stop by and help support KFSK at the yard sale and help things move away from my house.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. That sounds like a good one.
Thank you for announcing, and have a nice day.
You too.
Well, sounds like lots of good things
there.
I was just thinking to myself about how that was Ruth Sandvik's house.
Yes.
And how when you live in this town, you kind of inherit the name of the person before. So people would say, well, whose house is that?
Exactly.
I don't know how many years it took before we were living in the Hersey house instead of Gus Volstead's house on First Street. But now that's Aaron's house. It's blue. It's got the fence
right, with
doors. It's very much her own.
Yes, it is.
Right there on the corner.
It is.
Across from the hospital. Okay, now we are going to go to line two. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee.
I have several things to give away. Number one, I have file folders, hanging file folders, 3-tab, 5-tab, regular file folders. I've got tons of the latter and a few of the former that I have no use for, and somebody else might as well use them. As I say, they're free. The other thing I have is slightly more esoteric. I have a display case for a store. It's dark wood, 30 inches wide, 6 feet high, 13 inches deep. It's 5 shelves. 3 of them are movable. I've got all sorts of stuff stored on a narrow now that I'm not keeping, and it's there. I could use that closet space. They fit inside a closet because they're only 13 inches deep. But they're 6 feet high and 30 inches wide, and one of them has to go.
Okay.
And if anybody's interested, all they have to do is come out and haul it out.
Okay.
And what's your location?
I'm located at 607 Sandy Beach Road, and my number is 907-772-3136.
3136. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, and I'd get rid of them because I'd like actually hanging space in the closet.
Okay.
Thanks, Marilee. And someone called in right before Tradio.
Yes, and they have a lightweight pack for sale. 24 inches. It says Ledge Outdoors, used once. It's red. With 2 water bottle pouches, padded hip and shoulder straps. And if you are interested, they are asking $50 for that. The number is 907-772-7070.
Yes, it was. And there's 2 outer pockets as well. I forgot to write that in there.
Oh, 2 outer. Oh, okay.
And there's the water bottles on the side and then 2 other pockets.
Oh, okay. 2 other pockets.
I meant to mention that as well, so...
Okay.
Yeah, busy day on the radio. And we have the market coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
11 to 1. So vendors will be selling baked goods, plants, arts and crafts, all sorts
you
of things.
You name it. You have to go and see because there could be new vendors.
Yes, exactly. That's 11 to 1 in the Salty Pantry parking lot, which is right next to Keto's.
Right.
I always feel like I have to give explicit directions because not everybody recognizes the same landmarks. So
right. We were just talking about, you know, how you inherit house names, etc.
Yes.
So it's like, well, you know, maybe I didn't know that person.
Exactly. It's true. And times change. And so we have to be very explicit about landmarks for people.
Yes.
And
very.
Do you notice that, too? Like, you can't say directions.
It's right.
Like, where is the Catholic Church?
Yes.
It's up by the Children's Center across the house. And they are having a big event on Sunday,
yes,
I believe.
Sunday.
It's at 10:30. I've been watching
using
that.
My voice here.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go get some water?
I've got some water.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go.
Anyway, we've been watching the construction there of the Catholic Church and occasionally get a peek inside. Looks gorgeous. And they are going to have a dedication mass on Sunday at 10:30, and it is officially located at 306 Dolphin Street. That's St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church. And, it will be a beautiful unveiling.
Right.
They've had a long wait.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And someone can correct me if this is incorrect, but I think that there will be stuff happening afterwards. So if you can't get there right at 10:30, mm-hmm. that you may be able to go later and still be able to, you know, check out the church and everything else.
So you're telling people to be late to church, Chris?
No. It's just that you know, they invited other churches. And,
right. Oh, I see. Oh, you've got some inside intel on
yes,
this.
Yes, they invited uh-huh. other churches. And, of course, other churches may have their,
their,
you know,
service at
their
that same
service
time.
At that same time. So, mm-hmm. You know, that was just kind of a heads up.
Yes, it's kind of interesting to see that they've changed where the entrance is, so it's not
yes,
on the
I
same
know,
side.
I
wonder
I know.
How many people will turn there and go, oh, yeah, right, no, it's over there. And then there's the little building behind, which maybe is the priest house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work, and it looks beautiful. So
it
that's
does,
Sunday.
It does, yeah.
This Sunday at 10:30.
Okay.
Anything you know going on here in the community?
Well, actually, I'm going to kind of remind artists out there that the Rainforest Festival is going to be coming up September 11th through 13th, and we do have an art show that we usually do. And so the art show this year has a theme of crossings.
Oh.
And so, you know, be thinking about that. And usually we have people deliver the art by Wednesday before the show. And so the show would be on the 12th opening of September. And so I know that's a ways away, but artists sometimes need time, or you might want to be thinking about it.
Right.
And the reason we chose crossing is because we are going to have a guest speaker who is going to be talking about how we have various populations of wildlife on different islands and how, you know, why do we have these isolated populations? How did they get there, or how are they changing now as, you know, like brown bears
brings
suddenly,
to mind exactly
yes, coming to the
across.
Island
yes.
and why are they doing this and that sort of thing. And so she's going to be talking about that.
When
and
is that?
That's going to be Thursday night for the we usually have yes
for the Rainforest Festival.
Yeah, for the Rainforest Festival
in September.
Oh. And so we have kind of an outline of what we are hoping to do on the website at akrainforestfest.org.
Oh, good.
And we are also looking at a trip to the Stikine with this person. So it's going to be more wildlife oriented, and that will be on Friday also. Saturday, she should be doing a walk out the road. So people, you know, that can't go to the Stikine or whatever still have her expertise here.
Right. And there's a lot of migration coming over this way since people have been seeing brown bears at
right.
different parts of the island. And there'll be other expeditions as well, because there have been some really exciting trips in the past.
Well, we're kind of keeping it low key this year because okay. we have almost half of our committee will be gone.
Oh.
And so we're trying to space things out and right. and not have
too many events for too
many
few people.
Events for too few people to kind of monitor. And mm-hmm. also it gives everybody pretty much an opportunity to go to almost everything.
Oh.
Instead of, well, I have to choose.
Yes.
What can I do?
Yes, that has been true in the past, for sure. Uh-huh. So always look forward to that.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting.
Yeah. We should have some fun, but just keep that in mind.
Yes, and also artists. KFSK is seeking an artist to create art for this fall's thank you gifts. Last year was so beautiful. That buoy design was just lovely. And we always look for something to be on the T-shirts and hoodies and mugs. And if you have a design, please email generalmanager@kfsk.org or call us here, 907-772-3808 for the submission requirements or more information. And looking for that art to be submitted by the end of the month, and it's already halfway through July.
I know.
I can't believe it. Also, the pet calendar.
Yes.
Is your pet looking especially cute these days? Get a picture. And then you can put it in the pet calendar for 2027, and you could submit those online, petersburghumane.org, by August 15th. You've had lots of time to think about this.
Yeah, you know, and that seems like a later date this year. Usually it is July, so I don't know.
It might be a harder deadline. They move it because people put it off. But now you know. Yep, I'm going home to get my picture ready. And coming up on the 25th, Parks and Rec is hosting a 24-mile gravel bike race. You can register online or in person at Parks and Rec. It costs $40 for an individual. And if you have a relay team of 2 to 5 people, it's $80. Relay teams need to call or come by Parks and Rec to fill out an additional form. And if you're interested, you can call 907-772-3392 or email Scott Burt. And that's SBURT at petersburgak.gov.
Well, we had a flurry at first, and it's died off. Do you want to start a rundown? That's usually good for a few calls.
So Sunny called. Today they are having kind of a bio blitz type of thing.
Yes.
They are going to be looking for the invasive green crab carapaces on the beaches. And if you are interested in helping out, and she said kids are welcome, so this could be a family event, you meet at the PIA building at 10 a.m. this morning. And we asked her about the timing on this, and of course, mainly it's traveling out the road to get to the beaches.
Right.
But if they do this according to, you know, the scientific method here, they will walk for 20 minutes and see what you can find in 20 minutes on one portion of a beach, and then you can do that. So you could walk for as little as 20 minutes and come back home, or you could stay for as long as you like, walking different beaches or different portions of the beach. So if you have any other questions, you can contact Sunny at 907-518-1432.
Well, we did get a call, so I think we'll stick them on the air. And caller on line one, good morning.
Hi, it's Erin again from the KFSK yard sale.
Yes.
I just got a call from somebody that says that they're going to donate a very expensive brand new ghost bed that they had won as part of a prize for the yard sale. I think they said it was either a queen or a king.
What kind
It'll
of bed?
A brand new ghost bed, which I've never even heard of that before. GHOST bed. I guess it must be the name of the brand, but it's a very fancy bed.
So much comes to mind.
And they're going to donate that, so that will be available at the yard sale. And when I have a little more information, I'll put it on Facebook.
Okay.
Well, if you're looking for a very fancy new bed, you will be able to get that at the fundraiser yard sale as well.
All right.
Well, very good. And thank you so much for thinking of us as the proceeds donating to the radio station. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you guys are so important and vital to the community. So I'm so excited to be doing this. And I will do one every year for every year that I live here. So.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes.
Right. Okay, thanks so much, Erin. Okay. Yes,
bye-bye.
You too. I'm going to be looking up ghost bed.
Yes.
Right away to find out what that is. It sounds interesting.
But as long as we're talking about that and doing the rundown, I will skip other things to talk about that right now since that's the topic. Yes, Erin is doing a yard sale for KFSK. It's happening on Sunday from 12 to 2. That's the 19th. It is at 106 North 2nd Street. It's across from the museum. She's going to have artwork, ornaments, clothing, household stuff, maybe some antiques. And now they added this ghost bed that was donated also to the yard sale. And all the proceeds will go to KFSK. Joyce called. It's bingo night at the Suns tonight, Suns of Norway Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. It sounds like they're having a meat and veggie pasta salad, a veggie bar, and popsicles for their snack. Reminder that popcorn and coffee are free. They have other snacks and drinks for sale. Marilee called. She has a few things to give away. Some are file folders of many different kinds, it sounds, hanging with tabs You name it. She's got file folders for you. She also has a display case. It sounds like it's about 60 inches wide, or excuse me, 30 inches wide. It must be 60 inches, maybe.
High?
Well, she said 6 feet high.
Mm.
Anyway, it has movable shelves. If you are interested in that or want to go take a look, you can go to 607 Sandy Beach. You can call her at 907-772-3136. And the lightweight pack for sale, $50. It was only used once. It's 24 inches, Ledge Outdoors. It's red, has two water bottle pouches and two pockets, you said, on the front?
Yeah, two pockets on the outside.
On the outside, padded hip and shoulder straps. If you are interested in that, it's $50, and you can contact 907-772-7070.
Well, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
I think that wraps it up for Tradio for today. Beautiful day out there. Hope
yes.
You can get out and enjoy it. Thanks to everyone who called in and those of you listening, and we'll be back next week for Tradio at 9 o'clock.
This broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.